I would just love to go over there. That's one of my goals someday.
My son has spent a mission there in England too. So that was nice that he could
stay there. That's really.
But England's a beautiful country, except up north where my relatives are, it's pretty cold. It was really, they get that cold wind, you know, but it's beautiful for us being so green. Of course, I appreciate green after you look out some of our sagebrush. Yeah, it was great. And I enjoyed your so much history.
What year was it when your mom came over? About? I mean,
she came over in 1908. There was still quite a bit of prejudice, you know, about joining the church and coming over here.
Was she the only one in her family that joined?
All the family in England are not LDS. But no, she left her family and everyone came over just as a young. What would she be, about 20, maybe something like that?
Gotta have a lot of faith to do that.
Yes,
go all the way across the world.
And we knew that she'd never probably see them, though she did go back when she was 82. She went back to see them. And she still had one brother, was all that was left. And then, of course, had nieces and nephews.
So did she meet your father here?
Oh, yes. Yes, see, my father's family's been here since almost the Pilgrims. So she met him after she came here to Utah, married him.
So what did she think, or did she have a hard time being English, adjusting to the country and the customs and stuff here?
I think she did at times. It was always home. England was always home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, when she spoke of home, that was always England. Of course, I think she adjusted all right, but I think she always wanted to go back, but she didn't stay.
Yeah.
If she hadn't had a family, I don't know if she'd have come back and if she went to. She may have stayed. But yes, as I look back too, you were asking about the different ethnic groups. Now, there wasn't any prejudice. But mother was always different in the town. And once in a while, if we children, boys and girls, kind of got picking at each other, you know, there'd be something said about this Englishman, something like that. So yes, some little prejudice always seems to spill over.
Was she one of the few English people? Were there very many others, or was everybody pretty much?
Not first generation English. The background of most of the people was either English or Scandinavian, but predominantly English in this area here. But they weren't first generation English. They were second or third generation English, so by that time they were American. But mother was first generation English.
So did her accent, obviously,
her
must
accent
have really
set her apart. Mm-hmm. Her accent set her apart. Now, I couldn't tell that she had an accent until I talked with her on the phone. She didn't have an accent to me.
Not too much, but it was kind of
different,
nice little accent.
That you could tell, you know. But it did, it set her apart that much, just that little bit of difference. Mm-hmm. So, I'm glad I got that close connection with another country.
That's really neat. That's really close, too.
Yes.
I mean, mine, there are generations and generations back.
Mm-hmm. Well, your husband's name, then, is Polish, you
mm-hmm.
say?
It's Polish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know a whole lot about his family, especially about his name, because